They played pretty well. Like, the results really haven't come for them, but they've been better than the results would suggest. Like, the performance has certainly been better than the draw and the loss. The P-Mount game, they played pretty well as could be expected, I suppose, against reigning double champions. Came out, set their stall out, looked to kind of hit P-Mount on the counter. P-Mount probably not too attacking either. The kind of both teams feeling each other out. Wexford probably had the better of it, but just in the final third, they struggled to make a bit of an impact, and then of course they missed the penalty with Colin Murphy late on, and P-Mount kind of caught him with a sucker punch, and it was a real harsh way to start the season, considering how well they played overall in that game from front to back. DLR waves, like, you would go into that game hoping to win, even though DLR have improved their squad. On the balance of it, again, they should have won the game. Could have lost, I suppose, in the end. Like, they huffed and puffed for a long time when 1-0 down. Overall, the performance was pretty good again. Struggled to break them down a little bit in the final third, but were pretty dominant territorially and possession-wise. So 1 point out of possible six is really probably near enough the least they could have came with in two games. So they'll be hugely disappointed with the points return, but I think Tom and his team will be a little bit more satisfied with the performances so far.
And in pre-season, Tom and the players themselves have come out and said that last year really just wasn't good enough for a team of the standards that they set themselves. So what have they tried to change this year to help them take that next step?
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's the way it needs to be with Wexford. I think that you can't settle for second or third place. It wouldn't be good enough. And they're right to kind of look to refocus. And I think Tom has probably changed the formation a little bit. He's probably tried to maybe push the defence up a little bit further up the field. It helps having Lauren Dwyer back to what looks like really good form. I mean, she's the one in the defence that has the pace, so the seven of them allow him to play that high line. He's really pushed them up, and now Kieran Roster's down very high up the field for a left fullback. Maybe Nicola not quite as much on the right hand side, but they are trying to push the fullbacks on to kind of add into that attacking half of the field. Probably the main changes they make, that they've kind of switched around in the attacking part of the field. Kylie Murphy is playing further forward than she's ever played, probably as a central striker, or just kind of dropping in a little bit into the hole, looking to pick up balls in there and kind of do her thing from there. That's probably not worked great so far in terms of that interchange in the forward four with herself and Lynn Murray Grant, the new signing, with Ellen Malloy on the left and Ashton Frawley on the right. Generally, although they have kind of switched sides from time to time, it's just not quite gelling in there, but maybe over a little bit of time that might work out a little better. But yeah, I think the main thing is he's tried to push his team further up the field. He's tried to pressure higher up the field. He's tried to put teams under pressure, and like, he would be pretty happy by how that's went. It's just, I think, just the final third, it just, things haven't fallen for him yet.
And, you know, goals was a problem for the team last year. Pushing further up the field is obviously a reaction to that, but they've also brought in Lynn Marie Grant, as you mentioned. She's taking the step up now to WNL football. How has she looked so far, and does she look like she might be the answer to Wexford's goal problems?
Lynn is going to need time, I think. She looked very dangerous against Bohemians in the pre-season friendly, scored a good goal, had a few other chances. To be honest, in the two games so far in the league, she's not really seen that much of a sight of goal. I suppose the thing is, for herself and for Ellen, and for, well, not as much Aisling, because Aisling's kind of been pushing right up on the defence, but the two of them kind of maybe a little bit more defensive in terms of where they're positioned and where they're actually playing than where position maybe suggests they will be. So there's been a little bit of a gap between herself and Kylie at times, and maybe not being as close to goal as you might see against some of the weaker teams. But maybe that's a little bit to protect with the likes of Kira getting so far up the field at left back, and you want to be a little bit careful in there, but maybe just you would like to see her pushing on a little bit and being a little bit closer to Kylie Murphy, and maybe then the chances will start falling for her a bit more. But she's not really had that many opportunities to show what she can do finishing wise, so we're yet to see what her finishing quality is like, really.
And particularly in that DLR game, we saw the quality that Eve Bandana has in the goal for them. I know there has been talks of maybe Eve coming down to Wexford in the recent past, and she's being touted now with the Irish team as well. So that's definitely an area that Wexford could look to, you know, if they're not going to score as much, maybe keep out more, and you know, that's the way to get 3 points too.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a difficult one. Like, I mean, goalkeepers don't grow on trees either. I mean, you have to try and develop what you have as well, but you have to look outside to see what's available, picked up at the same time. All the goalkeepers that have their own qualities. They're very good at some things, and maybe some things need to work on a bit. And that's probably where Wexford lie. For a team that wants to challenge for the league, maybe you need that goalkeeper that has a bit of everything. Yeah, at the same time, I mean, you don't want your goalkeeper making mistakes. And in fairness to Keeve, there's not been too many mistakes recently in the second half of last season It's just maybe she's not the tallest goalkeeper, so it can be a little bit difficult at times. But in terms of mistakes, I think Tom switched it up a lot maybe in his first season, and it didn't really work switching it up, and there was issues in terms of no one was getting continuity, and you can see why he decided, well, look, this is my best goalkeeper and I'm going to go with that until I see something that suggests otherwise, and you certainly have to respect that decision.
Ellen Molloy is with the Irish senior team as we speak. Can you see Wexford keeping a hold of her for the next couple of years, or do you think now that her star has really risen, particularly over the last 12 months, you know, teams from abroad, England, the US, might come calling?
Yeah, I think it's obvious that Ellen will sooner or later end up outside of Ireland playing her football. Look, she's still in school, she's only 16. Wexford, I suppose, would definitely hope to keep her through her school years, keep developing her. My thing with Ellen maybe this year is I'd like to see her playing a little bit further forward. I've mentioned it in the Wexford People, if anyone had a chance to read it. I was talking a little bit about it. She's a little bit deep for my liking. I mean, I'm sure you've seen her play, and she's kind of a generational talent, really, in terms of Irish soccer. It wouldn't be an exaggeration to describe her as such. She's just got that little bit of magic. I've seen people compare her to Messi, or I kind of see a bit more kind of a mixture of Messi maybe and Salah in her, a little bit of a combo of them. I think for someone with that kind of talent, you want her to play a little bit further up the field, put defences under pressure rather than bogging her down with midfield chores. But I'm sure in terms of, like, I mean, with the Ireland squad, she's been listed as a midfielder. I think long term I would like to see her further up the field, and I think that's where when she does go abroad, in the, I don't know what her own preference is to go to college in America and do the scholarship thing, or she certainly will be good enough to go professional, I suppose, at 18 if she keeps on the trajectory she's on at the moment. And I don't know what her own opinion on that is, but I think once she reaches that age, 18, 19, her best position will be attacking in them forward areas rather than as a midfielder. So yeah, I can definitely see Wexford keeping her for the next 2 years and hopefully developing her game in that area a little bit more. But I think we should enjoy watching Ellen while we can, because I don't think it'll be too long before others are sniffing around.
And what about the next generation of talent coming through? Ciara Bates-Crosby has been in the squad for the last couple of games there, but can you see any other maybe local players coming through and settling themselves in the first team squad?
Yeah, look, it's a tough one because it is the top level in the game, and you do want to see younger players coming through. And Ciara done very well at times when she played last year towards the end of the season, and she certainly has talent. And Freya the manager has been in there as well in the squad. She might struggle to get games this year, but I'm sure she'll work with the 17s and the 19s and keep progressing. She's a strong physical player. Breda Cushion played some games last season as well. Another one learning her trade. Like, these are very young players, and you need to really be exceptional at that age to be able to step into this kind of team, because I mean there's so much experience and quality in the top teams in the division that there's a lot of getting used to the style of play, the physicality, the speed. It's completely different from under 17s, but training with the first team squad for them girls is going to bring them on a lot. I wouldn't like to put pressure on them at the moment. Like, just give them the time. They're all going to be able to play with the 19s this season. That's going to stand to them. They all will get plenty of games that way, because you don't want them stagnating either. Like, and you have Fiona Ryan there, shouldn't be forgotten either. She's just maybe turning 20 or around the age 19-20, so she's another local player that has a cracking left foot, and has actually been in the squad both weeks as well. So he tried her actually left back in the friendly against Bohemia, so that was interesting, because she would have always kind of been someone you might have thought of as a left midfield player, or maybe when she was playing with underage teams as maybe a midfield player. But yeah, no, there are players there. It's just, if you're wanting to get into this team, you have to work really, really, really hard, and you have to be 110% committed to everything that you do. And for them girls, they just need to learn off the players around them, the likes of Kylie, the likes of Adele Kennedy, them experienced players, Nicholas Innes, that have been there, done that. Just watch them, see what they do, see how they get the most out of their game, and then I think one or two will come through from there, hopefully.
The next game up for them is away to Treaty United on Sunday week. So Treaty, bottom of the table, have conceded 9 goals in the 2 games so far. So maybe this is exactly the kind of game that Tom Emmons would want. Not to say a gimme or anything like that, because the quality of the league has definitely come up in the last couple of years. But, you know, to get a confidence-boosting win, really, under their belts would certainly set them up for the next couple of big games to come.
Yeah, I was looking at kind of this game after the two tough ones to start, and you would think this is definitely the one where Wexford need to show that bit more going forward. And I think if they come out with the intensity that they played the first two games with, that all high energy pressure approach, play the high line, put Treaty under a lot of pressure, I can see, I don't want to jinx it or anything, but I can see Wexford scoring a good few goals in this one and kind of getting that monkey off the back as just kind of struggling to break teams down. I think think it could be a really good game for them. Yeah, a young 3D team that probably is lacking the kind of experience that the Wexford will have, and I think they just need to go there and put down a marker, and just for a confidence thing, just to get the thing rolling, because they have got a good run of fixtures coming up. Like, they've got winnable games, they've got probably 5 games they're all now. They need to pick up the 15 points from their 5 games. There's no real room for slip ups, and then look to them 2 big games at the end of May, start of June, where they play Shelburne and Piemont in back to back weeks. They need to go into them games with a bit of a roll going, and I mean, there's certainly, there's still plenty ahead of them this season if they can do that.